A single man stood alone in an empty space. His bone-tired face and the streaks of white visible in his hair made his age seem to be in his late 40s or 50s. But, contrary to his appearance from the neck up, underneath what was probably his sleepwear of a plain t-shirt and loose shorts, his vigorous body was bursting with well-built muscles, indicative of how much training it had gone through. Where am I? The man blinked around and muttered, wondering if he had gotten blackout drunk in some bar, when three people appeared before him, seemingly out of nowhere.
Awake now?
Can you think clearly yet?
We'd be grateful if you could respond.
Yes, I'm fine. The suddenness of everything surprised me, so I was slow to respond. My name is Takebayashi Ryoma.
It's fine, it's fine. There's no need for any formalities. Come, have some tea.
An old man with a long beard smiled gently at Ryoma's conditioned reflex to introduce himself and waved his hand across the ground. A coffee table appeared out of thin air, along with enough cushions and teacups for everyone present.
Now, why don't you sit down first?
Okay, thank you. Out of the three people who'd appeared, only one of them was a woman. The young woman smiled cheerfully at Ryoma as she urged him into a seat, which Ryoma accepted with a word of thanks. The others sat down in a similar fashion, the elderly man to Ryoma's front, the woman to his right, and the remaining boy to his left. With the four of them seated along all sides of the coffee table, they began to drink their tea. After one sip, Ryoma opened his mouth.
Pardon me, but I have a few things I'd like to ask about, if you don't mind answering.
Of course, that's what we're here for, after all. However, I have a pretty good idea of what your questions may be. Would you listen to us speak first? Some of your questions should be answered that way.
I understand. Please, go ahead.
Seeing Ryoma bow his head, the elderly man nodded once before launching into a frank explanation of the situation.
We are what humans refer to as gods. I am Gaien the Creator, and the woman to your right is the goddess of love, Lulutia. The boy to your left is the god of life, Khufu. We live in a world different from your Earth, and I must regretfully inform you that last night you took your last breath while you were sleeping. We brought your soul here after your death. Here, as in heaven.
I see. So that's what happened.
Ryoma nodded in acceptance, bringing his tea to his mouth for another sip. The three gods were baffled by the reaction. Especially bewildered was the god with the appearance of a young boy, Khufu.
Wait, that's all? Shouldn't you be more like, no way, or like, why did I die, or something like that?
Those who have come here before you were a little more shaken up.